It takes a special person at this point to say, yeah, I want to do that, says Police Chief J. Darren Stewart in Stonington, Connecticut. As a child, Tiaja Fairley knew she wanted to become a police officer. She was drawn to reading crime and mystery books and was fixated on police cars, even though she had mostly negative interactions with law enforcement growing up in East St. Louis, Illinois. Her father had multiple run-ins with police who beat him, Fairley says, and the officers who lived near her were rude. When Fairley joined Lincoln University's Police Academy, some of her family members called her a traitor, as did strangers on the street who saw her in her academy uniform. For a moment, the 20-year-old says, I felt like I'm betraying my dad, but Fairley thinks about the constant injustices that communities of color face daily and how she has never met a police officer who is both black and a woman. As the Black Lives Matter movement exploded last year, she knew the profession needed more people who looked like her. It kind of pushed me to do better, she says. It's a sentiment shared overwhelmingly among students in Lincoln's Academy. In 2014, when Davion Waters was a high school freshman, police detained him, mistaking him for a robbery suspect in his first bad encounter with police. Waters says he was walking home from the library in St. Louis when two police officers pulled up in a patrol car, immediately handcuffed him, and made him sit on the curb until they confirmed they indeed had the wrong person. Waters, 13 at the time, says he was shaken up by the incident. Later that year, he started an internship with the same police department that had detained him. It's about changing the whole culture, says Waters, now 22. In my eyes, I don't think all officers are the same. I want to change that stigma. In 2018, when Hill pitched the idea for a police academy to Lincoln University's new president, Gerald Jones Woolfolk, she greenlighted it on the spot. Hill then went to work securing the necessary state approvals and support from local leaders. When it was time to recruit students in the middle of 2020, Hill worried that societal upheaval might deter them from enrolling. The opposite happened. With just word-of-mouth advertising and some flyers, 27 students applied. 14 were not admitted because of financial and background check issues, and two dropped out in January for personal reasons, Hill says.